USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
For fighting the Democrats, but much more difficult to fight is the fake news, I'm telling you. And they're a partnership. I call them a partnership made in hell.
A packed house and a red, white, and blue rally as President Trump speaks in Bossier City, Louisiana, blasting the Democrats and the mainstream media. It's his first Keep America Great rally since the impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill starts.
Like, we need help to beat Sleepy Joe Biden? I don't think so.
In other news, a shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, where a student pulls a gun from his backpack. He fires, killing two students, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, and then police say he uses the last bullet in his gun and shoots himself in the head on his 16th birthday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
In USA News for your health now, a growing number of Americans suffering from a sense of depression this time of year. Doctors call it SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Jantz is the author of Healing Depression for Life. He tells us about the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, called SAD.
One is you notice that your mood gets subdued, and you go, man, what is wrong with me? So there's this low-grade depression that's kind of coming upon you, kind of like getting a cold. And then you feel like, man, I just don't have any energy. I don't have any energy. I'm not going outside. I'm certainly not going to exercise. And maybe I just don't like sleeping.
He tells us people suffering from SAD may want to simply have their vitamin D levels checked by a physician.
And not much movement on Wall Street. The Dow down 1.5. The NASDAQ down 3. The S&P 500 up 2.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence reacting to the shooting at a high school in Santa Clarita, California. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the update.
Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to a shooting at a high school in Southern California. Police say a student fatally shot two students and wounded three others at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita before shooting himself in the head. The suspect is hospitalized in grave condition.
Tragically, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy have lost their lives. This was another heartbreaking day for students and parents in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Totally changing gears now. An Arby's restaurant in the news, and this story has absolutely nothing to do with the food. It has to do with unruly kids eating at the fast food chain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the report.
And an Arby's in Minnesota is apologizing for posting a sign that said only well-behaved kids would be welcome in the eatery. The sign on that Arby's front door went viral after a parent posted a picture of it on social media. The sign said kids must keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on their seats. The fast food chain admitting the language was insensitive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.